Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm walking down
everybody. How are you today? Welcome to Sweet Discussions, the dark sky, the dark side of love, Valentine's Day. Very excited. Got a whole board. We are here on Blog Talk Radio. Great place to be. Inside of that, we are with, All Poetry. Inside of All Poetry, we are Team of Voices. I want to thank AP Taylor for helping sponsor our group, Team of Voices. Jump on in there. Give us a call. You want to be live. I have an entire group of people here tonight, which I am very excited. So let's start off with, hello, Sky. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Then we've got one of our great board members and our sponsor here tonight. Hello, AP. How are you tonight?
I am very well, sweet. How are you?
I'm doing better than my afternoon. And then I have another board member, Hatter. How are you, Hatter?
Hey, I made it. I'm okay.
Good. And then I believe I have right at the bottom sitting here, Mr. Raconteur. How are you, Mr. Raconteur?
Oh, I'm
Doc. Well, I had a little incident this afternoon, and it's kind of left me with a little bit of a concussion.
Yay!
So, yes, just little. I sent Guy a little bit of a picture, and I sent AP a picture. So I'm a little black and blue, and so we will do the show as I can. They take me a little slower than normal, which is pretty slow to begin with. But
were you changing cars again?
No, I was simply
she was catching
a lot
them.
Of dog hair. I was catching them. I was I had all my dining room chairs like all in a line because I was like sweeping the dining room and getting everything dog haired, undog haired, which is quite a bit difficult, and dusting everything, getting things out of my china cabinet and doing my china cabinets and all that. And lo and behold, I had gotten busy, and I had not properly fed or drank, and that's not very good with some of the heart condition and everything I had. And I got really dizzy, and I passed out a little bit, and I passed out into this row of chairs. So I just literally got the whole side of my face. Right down the side.
Gotta hydrate.
And then when I got, and then when I got up
gotta
again, I didn't get up right, and I hit them all again. So it was like hitting a train
hey.
Of other
way.
So
do you right too?
Not the.
Yeah.
I know. It's not the brightest.
I've only got one question. Did you get a strike, or was it one of those horrible open stairs?
It was open, because if it would have been a proper strike, I probably wouldn't have hit him the second time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was making sure.
So, just making sure. It was kind of comical, and, you know, only my dog got
really.
To watch, but it was kind of...
Not.
And now it looks horrendous. I mean,
generally
I have very...
Yeah.
Very white, pale, hazy China doll skin, and this is not the case at all. So, here we go. AP, are you on a read and run, or can I talk a little about what we're doing here?
No, talk about what you're doing first. Wait, you've got to provide context.
Okay, so we're on the dark side of Valentine's Day and kind of how it came about and what it's about and all of that fun stuff. We kind of, the pagan rituals, everything seems to start with pagans, and this one does too. We want to kind of trace it back to Rome, but there's other that say it goes further back than that. It's basically about love and women and men and all the many things. I like just starting with the Romans because it was so much fun. Now, to say that it started with the vulgarity that it did is not true. There are rumors where many people were naked or not, and it kind of goes through that whole realm of, you know, they lined up women and beat women, and women liked to be smacked around because they thought it would make them, you know, fertile or make labor easier for them, and then it went to chasing men and chasing women. And it also has a little bit of story in there between the festival that is when Caesar got his first crown, or it was presented to Mark Antony, I believe. I got to get my story straight. Unfortunately, all my notes are in the other room, and I'm getting a washer put in, so I'm not as prepared as I could be or should have been, but I'm just going to blame it on my head, as I had all my notes together on my desk. I'm in my bedroom. But that particular crown actually exploded. So that's when things took a turn for a little even crazier title. So then, based on those stories, walks in Shakespeare. He took all those little Roman stories and made it into all these lovely, hey, give me your head. Is that your head? There or there? Not there. All of that. So all these craziness festivals that were kind of pagan and kind of mean and awful to the world of women and men and facing around and some other nasty things that we can't say on an APG 13 show became the basis a lot or idealisms of Shakespeare. So if you don't know anything about Shakespeare, let me enlighten you. Shakespeare may be a poetic genius and did all these great forms and all of that. But if you really want to talk about Shakespeare, and this is only an opinion of a small person in a big, big world and has a tiny little perspective, and it's only my tiny little perspective, which means nothing. Shakespeare was a dirty old man. I don't know if anybody else might have that opinion, but some of his poems, he was a dirty old man. And then you get...
Well, some say he didn't exist.
And then there is the whole church who turned it into, you know, the godly, the saints, all of these things, and then Dark Ages where it was sinful and all that, and then now you have the very much commercialism of the whole idealism. Now, earlier today, I was having a discussion with someone, and we were talking about, you know, who's the king of Valentine's Day? And so we were going to have a roundtable discussion with, you know, would it be Dracula, the dark man of romance? Could it possibly be the devil made me do it romance? Could it be Cupid, the little, you know, man of all romance? Is it the grandeur of Hallmark? Is Hallmark the king of romance? Your flower shops, your brand commercialism. So I've just gone all over the board with this. And of course, this is this week, and next week we'll look into all of the fun things, you know, and florist. And one of the big questions for me is, you know, why does the one flower that represents Valentine's Day, the rose, one of the most, it is a beautiful flower. It has a beautiful smell, but it also has the barbs of death on it. Why the rose? Because is love the two-edged sword? So I'm looking forward to reading all the poems and everything like that. That being said, I wrote a poem. If we're ready for that.
Okay. Write a poem.
I
You've
written
many
a poem. Yes, but I wrote this poem for this particular evening that I think my friends here are going to be shocked by. They're going to be like, you wrote this? It's chock full of, you know, all the things that you might wonder about. And Sweetie did this. Okay, sweet. Now.
Before I actually hit your head.
Now, this was actually after I hit my head, so maybe it's not as glorious as I might think.
Those
you
are the
know,
good ones.
We can, generally, we'll see how it goes. But it is kind of funny because I think you guys will enjoy it just because of the title of it. It's the title that, of course, is Valentine's Day. I told you this is going to take me a minute because I'm going slow tonight. But I lost two more voices. Here it is.
Is it posted?
No, I not yet. It was up there. I got it here.
Okay.
I told you that. You gotta forgive me today. This
was a Valentine's Day of ED.
That's right. Okay, it's posted. So here we go. I hope you enjoy. Maybe not. Because I did post it up there. I hope everybody can see it.
We might.
Almost everybody.
We might. Almost everybody.
I don't see it yet. Is it up there?
Is it up there or no?
Maybe
I don't see it on there.
Okay. Let me try.
Is it on the show? Yeah, it's not there. Hi, Sky, Sky, Sky.
Is it there now?
Hi.
You guys see it yet?
Nope.
Okay, what the hell am I doing?
Trouble with your paster?
Maybe you're in the wrong room.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Where are you putting it, man? That's where you put that thing.
Did you get it?
Found it. Yep.
Oh, it's there now? Okay. It's there. I'll be running down the hall.
Well, he's the only one that's going to give you a hearing anyway.
Yeah,
all right. Let me know, everyone. Did you find it, everybody? What the hell is that?
Oh, there it is. Got it.
All right.
There you go.
It's there now. Yep.
All right. So this is all of 4 lines. Woohoo. Valentine's Day. Black rose petals on stained bed springs leave white chocolate outlines of bodies. Hands bound by gold rings left to rot in the land of forever after foolish things. End poem.
Foolish.
Here
man.
We go. Isn't
I,
it
white chocolate bodies. White chocolate outward. The body. What do they call it?
Chalk outline.
What do they call it? Yeah, the chalk outline. Okay. Chalk outline.
Yeah.
Foolish things. Valentine was a crook. I'll tell you why.
I'm just saying it's all of 4 lines, so I thought, you know, very, very short and sweet.
4 carefully chosen ones, though.
Very
true. I'm going to let
AP take over. He's going to AP take over here. All right.
I'm taking over. Brack, are you going to say some words formally about this poem from Swick?
I don't even know if I could put 4 lines together. I mean, you know, she's got the chocolate, but chocolate outlines, you know, sounds a little bit dark, like dark chocolate and chalk outlines. So, you know, she's treading on familiar territory for what she usually discusses, and she's got the wedding rings there and everything too. So, yeah. I like the darkness of it, and the is on the promises that tend to be as hollow as a Easter bunny. you did a great job with it for all the 4 lines, and after hitting your head.
Oh, thank you.
Excellent, thank you, Rack. And Tata, did you want to say a few words about Sweet's post?
Yeah, I like the chocolate outlines of the bodies, you know, the chalk line. Foolish things, you know, you don't ask me for an honest or an unbiased opinion of Valentine's Day because I was a victim. And
okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I can say that. Sky, did you want to say a few words about Sweet's piece?
Yeah, I thought it was a wonderful brevity, and, you know, Backendoor is right. It's not about quantity, it's about quality. And I can't decide whether it's sweet or dark. Like, it's like you have this, it goes back and forth with, it's kind of like when you have, like, a sweet and sour kind of, like, something to eat. Like, you mix ginger and sweet things with, like, red hot pepper. And just stay with my analogy here, because I'm going with. And then you swallow it, you know, you chew it, and it tastes really sweet, and then you swallow it, but all of a sudden, that, like, after kick kind of hits you, you're like, I don't know if that was actually sweeter or like, hot, like, burning. And I think it's because you keep going back to this idea of, you know, where you say, the foolish things, you know, when you talk about a stained box bed springs, and so you're having these sweet images, but then you're also pairing them with darker ones. Which I guess is the premise of the show, right? Valentine's Day is, you know, in its dark origins. So I thought you did a really good job. Comment.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I note with interest before I pass back to you, Sweet, that most chocolate has a shelf life of 8 to 12 months, but dark chocolate has a shelf life of up to 2 years.
Wow.
Back to you.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that you are on the board, so please read.
Ah, I can do that. Let me walk back to where I am. And I of course, if Shakespeare did sonnets, I do villanelles. So it was obvious that I'd do a villanelle, wasn't it, really? So I'm going to put my poem up. My book was up there a little bit ago, so I might put it up again. This is Ides of Bronn. Villanelle, a little bit ice stormy. Goes a bit like this. Romulus and Remus roam France to sacrifice right lust and fertility. Lupercalia Ides, Roman's romance. Sacrifice of animals to lance deliberately poke civility. Romulus and Remus roam prance. Ladies' names from a jar randomly chance for the partaking of far more than tea. Lupercalia Ides, Roman's romance. Skins taken from dead animals as glance to bodies of those seeking virility. Romulus and Remus roam pranced. Pairs thus created in the year advance, the jar randomly selected gentility. Lupercalia Ides, Roman's romance. Sivus Romanus was their right hand at celebrations of great debauchery. Romulus and Remus roam pranced. Lupercalia Ides, Roman's romance. In home.
Wow. Wow, again. I love how you do those, by the way. I can't do them. And ladies named from a jar randomly chance from the partaking of far more than cheese. Skins taken from dead animals as glance bodies of those seeking virility. Now, that is very interesting to me, A, because they kill dogs, so that would not make me happy to be beaten by the pelt of a dog that you just killed. That would be make me very angry, FYI.
Yeah.
Romulus, Remus, Rome, France. This whole festival would be very angry to me, but we cannot judge anyone based on the laws of their time because we weren't there, we weren't
correct.
A part of that. I'm not, you know, you can't judge somebody based on what was their laws at that time. Who knows, 5 million years ahead of us, we may look like the biggest idiots on the planet, but can't judge past time, is what I believe. Sacrifice, right, lust, and fertility. Ah, yes. I like it because you did such a great job at describing this festival. It's really cool. So we've come so far, have we not? It's just Valentine's Day, and this covers it really well. We went from this, hey, let me smack you around because I think you're going to feel better having a baby. And, you know, having babies are very painful, so let me beat you to death so maybe that pain will feel a little less. So I don't know, was there some kind of strange, we're just not educated enough, we're kind of still ignorant to that thinking? I don't know. I can't justify that in any way now, but maybe back then they thought, let me hurt you really bad because then when you're in childbirth, because that's going to hurt, you'll think about this and maybe that'll help you. I don't know, but it just seems so ridiculous. Okay, so Sky, your thought process on that.
Yeah, I thought you did a great job, AP. I like how you actually brought in the prompt with the Rome and you kind of made it in your own and had like this lyrical little to it, obviously, with the with the R's and bringing in the names. And there was a little bit of a history to it, which paid homage to the prompt, which is what I really enjoyed, and just the cleverness of how you kind of spun it together. Really well done.
Thank you, Scott. Cheers.
And Hatter, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know how I feel about poems with I mean that with all respect, because I get so wrapped up in the, once I figure out what the pattern is, the structure, I'm so into that, I lose the thought of the idea of the poem. Then I gotta go back, I feel stupid, and, nicely done.
Thanks, Adam. No, I understand.
And raconteur.
I'm jealous of the form because, you know, you are who you are and the way that you work in Romulus and Remus, the two Roman, they were gods, if I remember right. And I know they were brothers. And they fought about things and they hurt each other. It fits into the story and the idea of the Dark Valentine and I guess the way that you know, different points of view. you did a lovely job, you know. And Villanelle, it's to me, you know, I need to like write these things out and plot them ahead of time, and it's not an easy thing to do to stick it into a form like. So, you know, kudos to that and being able to tell the story like you do in a poetic way and, you know, sticking to the theme and giving us the darkness, the dark side of love.
The dark side.
Thank you, right.
Yeah. And this guy, back at her.
She went first.
I know, I'm checking my people. I got Sky, I got Hatter, I got Rack, I got, I want to make sure I got everybody.
Mate.
I'm not going to have any comments.
Well, no, I was just going to make a comment about the poem. Because Romulus and Remus were basically the founders of Rome, and yes, gods, as Rack said, but in the Feast of Lupercalia, there were two little churches of people, if you will. One was after Romulus and one was after Remus, you see. And so they were both doing these things in sort of competition with each other as the two sort of setups of the whole thing. Now, you were right, Sweet. When Caesar came along, Mark Antony tried to create a third, but that was only temporarily admitted until Caesar got smacked up and then it disappeared. So basically the whole thing of Lupercalia came from Romulus and Remus. That's why it was there.
Yeah, I got the poor Mark Antony and Caesar, they got nothing out of it. It was just like, yeah,
no.
Happened.
Wasn't happening. Wasn't happening. No.
No, it's not going to happen.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go back and do a little bit of work before Friday afternoon takes me towards the weekend. So have a great show. Sleep. Got lots of people there, lots of fun. Should be fun.
Yeah.
We'll do it with the Super Bowl,
thank
AP.
You. Thanks for joining us.
Take care, AP.
Oh, yeah, and Super Bowl, too. Good Lord. Okay, that's a big weekend. Okay, have fun, everybody.
All right.
Thank you.
See ya.
Take care, AP.
Okay, next up, we got Sky. Sky's going to read her poem.
Yeah. I got to go to bed. I'm going to be woken up in the middle of the night, and I only have 6 hours. So it cuts it down to, like, 5. So let's see. All right. Oh, did you put it up, Sweet? Do you want me to put it on?
I thought it was on the board already. That was there. What did I put there?
Oh, yes. I went with Open Dark Love Poetry.
Is it up there?
I'll help you.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. I am on the wrong board. That's why. I keep thinking I put it all up there because I'm on my board.
You're fine.
All right. It's up there.
It's up there. All right. This is Where Something Swift and Clever Pretends to Love. Like a Thief, by Sky Darkholm.
Wait a minute.
And I quit.
Okay, I'm running down the hall. I got a key. Okay, go ahead.
All right, okay. Where something swift and clever protects. Are you all set, Heather?
Got it. Yep.
Okay. We're all good all now.
Right. Nice beginning.
Yeah, where something swift and clever pretends to love like a thief. By Skagarkon. When I planted my soul in the chest of your words, between the wrinkle and drum of untouchable things, melancholy things that dip themselves in a nightshade of sorrow, I saw it sink like a stone in mud. I cared not where it lied, as long as it was kept, tucked in the dressers of your creased hands and feckless love. Years have passed since then, and I finally feel it drip. Perhaps it was a slow severing that I knowingly endured. A day-to-day wanting, turning empty palms, a gas mask sucked to lips, a filter through which I could breathe in your toxins. But over time, I've learned, I've given dreams to foreign fields, a death meadow that revels in breaking bones, where something swift and clever pretends to love like a thief. And I have become to wither, a leaf reaching with brittle fingers to bare branches, asking for the return of its wealth of green and the soul of its body. End quote.
Wow, sweetheart. You always have such beautiful, beautiful words. It just amazes me. And let me find my favorite line in here because it just kind of blew me away. I was just like, wow, wait, let me go back and read that and then let me catch up again. But when I plant my soul in the chest of your words, I planted my soul in the chest of your words. First, that is just dead stop. I agreed I have to absorb that, which is very hard when that's the first stanza, the first set of words, because then you got to catch up to all the other words, because I stopped. I just had to take a breath. Okay, that was like, wow. Because you just have to. And then you're going on, and you're like, I could breathe in your toxins, but over time I've learned, I've given dreams to foreign fields. I've given dreams to foreign fields. It's like, I'm trying to comprehend what that means. I could breathe in your toxins, but over time I've learned, I've given dreams to foreign fields. Like, okay, I've got my dreams, and they're really great, but I'm going to send them over here because that's just not going to happen for me. The whole poem, as these are the Sky Dark Home poems, so there's depth, and there's breath, and there's words, and there's metaphorical weavery into some great tapestry that I'm going to have to, you know, pull myself into it and cover my head into it and just sit there under your cover for a few days with this one, because I really like it, because you started it with, when I plant my soul in the chest of your words. So thank you for this one, because this is a slow chemistry that I have to get into and cover myself. And I have begun to wither. Yes. Ow. Thank you. Rack, your thoughts.
I thought this was brilliant, Sky. I really love this piece. And like Sweet said, when the way you open it, the phrase is so layered, and the thought process is just like I keep tripping over, you know, and winding back up at Brilliant, because, you know, when you talk about the way you mentioned the chest, you know, that usually can be associated with the heart, but then you mentioned the stone. So, you know, you're hinting at how it turns, and then you mentioned the thief. There's so many. I wish I could quote it. That whole beginning opening was just such a beautiful setup of you know, it's like a plant your words in the chest. You know, you're talking about putting it in a wooden chest, but, you know, in somebody's chest is where the heart resides. So, you know, the heart, and then I'm floored. It's got my head spinning 180 degrees. I'm doing the Exorcist over here. I really love it, Sky. You know, it's very layered and very emotional. You've captured the, you know, the idea of being a thief. You know, they talk about stealing somebody's heart. So you got that going on in there on top of everything else. And you know, the return of it. You know, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. I can't. I'm dumbfounded. I'm speechless.
Thank you, Rakesh.
Adder, your thought.
Yeah, I agree. The beginning, when I planted my soul, the chest of your words. That's great. That's a great metaphor. But word check. Is feckless a word?
Yeah, it means like
your creased heads and feckless.
It means
of.
Careless.
Yeah.
Yeah, careless.
Well, yeah, I figured it'd be, but where you put it, it could mean a lot of different things, and my mind went all which way, so I had to ask. Very deep, very good. Did you used to rhyme more? Did you rhyme at one time?
Yeah, I rhyme a lot. I actually, all my new poems are nothing but rhymes.
Yeah.
But when I started writing, when I was younger, I really was fond of lyric writing, I started form poetry quite young, because I was I took a lot of writing, writing courses in high school, my creative writing courses, like,
right.
So they made us do, you know, villanelles and triolets. Like,
okay.
They had us do that very young. So, but I go back and forth. So if you're wondering, you're like, sometimes it rhymes and then all of a sudden it drops. I do that. And for a long time, I would stay in my lane. And then I just got to the point where I was like, you know what? If I'm going to rhyme it midway and then don't rhyme it, I'm going to do it.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I remember we used to make you rhyme in that big contest. What was I going to say? I forgot. Shoot. Nice job.
Sorry, yeah, I like Sky both. I like freestyle and rhyme. So.
Cool. Thank you. Sweet. Back to you.
Thank you, Hedda. Thank you.
Back to me. Yeah. All right. I know that you want to run and sleep, but can I get you to read Deb's poem for me, Sky? You don't
You're
have to.
Me. What does read and run mean to you, woman? What is read and run? It's not just about sleep. It's that I only have, like,
that's all right.
Not many hours. But I will read. I will read it. Let me see. Just
the run part. The run part means run your mouth.
Yeah, apparently. All right. Do I got to drop that one too? What are you doing to me?
Yeah, of course. Where is it?
Help
maybe
her out.
One up here.
Help her out.
Yeah, I thought you did. It's not up here.
Hatter.
What?
Do you have the poem?
Oh, there it is.
Do you have the poem?
Do I
have it.
Poem?
Click on
I
the phone.
It.
No, you put it
I have it, I promise.
I already put it up, sweet darling.
Oh, never mind. You have it. Thank you.
I'll put it up there.
We all put it up there. Okay. Toasting to silence. Oh, my God. First hotter than you. Okay. Toasting to silence, then baking cupcakes by Deborah Lee. You breathe, flapping them lips and spewing rhinoceros manure. The air fills my Ajude jungle swamp perfume from the breath that you exhale, gagging me. Inside my brain waves, your voice vibrates in brass trombone tones like those Peanuts comics strips, parents with wah, wah, wah vibrating in the background. Spittle shoots out of your mouth and the tirades, and I picture myself in Technicolor ripping an arm out of the ball socket, swinging it like a club and pulverizing you, biting off that thick skull, chewing you up, and puking the chunks down the hole, scapping from that fat neck as you run in circles like the chickens with their heads carved off. Then I bake and serve cocktails. I'm home. And I'm sorry I don't know that perfume. That was a cold read. I didn't read it. Usually people give me time. Sweetie.
But that was such a beautiful read.
We forgive
you. I don't need to forgive her for anything. That was a beautiful read. That was perfect.
Yeah.
That was awesome. I love that. Biting off the thick skull, chewing you up, and then puking the chunks down the hole, gapping from that fat neck as you run in circles like the chickens with their heads carved off. Blah. So what'd you think, Guy? And then you can go bye-bye, and I love you forever.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought it was great. And I did mess up on the perfume. I think it's like Air du Pont, but Air du Jean, but I just wasn't expecting it. You know, yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, jungle.
Yeah, ooh, day, yeah. I don't even know. Anyway, I thought it was cool. I mean, you could tell that was cool because I owed it. Yeah, that's it. Owed it. Oh, that's it. Oh, I can't even say that. But say it again, Pat.
Ooh, day, jungle.
Oh, day. Oh, day, like odor.
Oh,
day.
Oh, day, yeah, because it's like, and then oh, day, yeah, whatever. Excellent. Excellent poem. And you could tell that I really got into it because when I was reading it, I was all like, I don't know, I was just really, really getting into it. I like that. So I'm a big Peanuts fan, so I was able to do that one. I thought that was really cool because I just really, really love that shout out for the Peanuts and the comic strip. And the way that it was just so, I'm looking for the right word that I want, but it was just so like piercing. Like every line was just like, bam, bam, bam. Like there's so much happening, but it's all under the same umbrella and the same theme. It's just all these different ways. Like spittle shoots, like you can just see spittle shoots out of your mouth and the tirades. And I picture myself in Technicolor, which I really liked too, ripping an arm out of the ball sock. Like it was. Like, oh, okay, this is a little violent. I don't know. But it was awesome. It was intense. That's the word I want. It was so intense and tangible the way that she described it, but also those emotions. Like, do you ever just look at somebody and they're just like, wah, 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 and then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, my gosh, where's the duct tape? Where's somebody on this?
Yeah, they're home.
And then, of course, then I bake and serve cocktails. I think I said cupcakes. I think I messed that up. I think I said, cupcakes because, did I say cocktails? Okay, good.
You said cocktails.
Okay, good, because the cupcakes is in the title, and I think, and I was like, did I mess it up? Anyway, let's see, hold on, let's read the author's notes. When your date is a big liar. Yeah, it was a free verse. Yeah, I didn't even it didn't even dawn on me that she doesn't usually do them because it was just so well done. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I'm just going on and on. Great poem. I'm going to go to bed. I'm glad I read it.
Good night, my darling.
Bye, Sky. Bye, Sky.
All right.
Good
night, Sky. Hatter, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I always said that no matter what Deborah wrote, I could always find something sensual in it. She just had a knack, right? Until today. I was the same way, Sky, when she was ripping the arm out of the ball socket, beating the that's where it got real.
Oh, come on now.
It's dark.
I love it.
I like Valentine's.
Yeah.
Deborah, my little sis, she's a victim too, Valentine.
Yeah. And Raconteur, your thoughts?
It was a very vivid representation of when someone's talking to you and you just, you know, you cease to hear their words anymore because they piss you off so badly. And the idea of sometimes, you know, when you turn colors, she captures imagery in how she's describing, you know, when someone is screaming at you and just pissing you off, and the whole thing is just confrontational. So she pops her arm out and beats you with it like a club. You know, I guess afterwards when she's serving the wine, there's your sensuality at her. it all depends on what year the wine was. Unless she spills it.
Yeah, there you go.
She's not spelling it wine, W-H-I-N-E, right? She's actually serving wine.
No, it's wine. Yes.
Yeah, you need a good drink after that. So, yeah. Wow. Yeah, there's that point in the confrontation when somebody's, you know, and then it's not even like that they're trying to reason with you or talk to you, you know. She's describing the spittle, so the person isn't even being rational. And at that point, you know, people don't listen to you when you do that. You know, I try very hard if I'm ever in an argument or whatever to maintain a level voice, and I feel like the minute you raise your voice, it's like you're wrong, because you're taking away from what you're saying, and it's turning into I'm going to talk louder until you listen to me kind of thing, like when you're talking to someone that doesn't speak English. So what do? You talk louder, and they still don't get it. It's the same thing when you're arguing with someone. It's like that doesn't make you right when you scream. You know, I heard you the first time. It doesn't do anything. It makes it worse, if anything. But, you know, you kind of bury your point. But, you know, and you're letting the emotion take over. So again, it's hard to understand someone when they're at that state. And it's almost like, you know, well, I'm not going to bother listening to you. I'm just going to pop your arm off and hit you in the head.
You know, Rack, I was a 911 dispatcher for several years. And you get – there is an art to that, to control – an individual that you've never met on the phone at their worst moment, calling for help, or how you can control the conversation, and it just comes with, it's sort of a neat thing to learn, you know, and some you can't, but I got your point.
Yeah, beautiful poem, Debs. You're my Valentine.
You're my Valentine.
All right,
wow.
Back to poetry. How about Mr. Hatter? Want to throw up your poems and read your poems to you?
Okay. I did. I miss Deborah.
I miss Deborah.
I got to reset. Redo. Okay, here we go.
All right.
You know, every time it comes up with me, the group disappears. I got it. Went through the back door. Okay. Okay, mine's called Valentine. because of this. I'm here to set the record straight about a man and a day we celebrate. February 14th, the day was mentioned, how he became a saint. It's really the question. Like Scrooge was set up by Tiny Tim, Marley knew the fix was in, and the Grinch, who kept only to himself, was framed by the Hoovenites for taking their wealth. And then there was Valentine, who they knighted a saint. For what he did, I can tell you right now, he gave saint he ain't. He shot the Lord, Whispers shot him in the back. He said he was here all day when Whispers was attacked. Behind bars for a federal crime, that's where you would find Valentine. But for some reason, they dropped the treason. They told him he had spent his time. On parole, he was told the ship L'Amour had sank into a ton of chocolate, they recalled. It washed up the shore near Calamore, and Valentine took it all. We will make a date that men will hate for the ladies who need a day, charge them more from Calamore, make the husbands pay. So here we go to avoid the tears and buy the crap this time of year, hoping they will love us more, spending our cash at a Valentine's store. End poem.
Aww. Don't spend your crap at a Valentine's store. I love you more no matter what. Because here's the whole circle of life. You buy a shot, but we get that. We think we're awful. We want to be skinny because you only love skinny girls. So don't buy the chocolate that makes you think we're fat because then you just get yelled at anyhow. So what's the point?
I agree. What is the point?
Exactly.
You know, you fall in love, you give them the moon. You try to give them the moon.
Well, you try.
Give him the moon. That's all I had. Give you the moon. It's not mine, but I'll give it to you. Then she runs away with it.
Right.
Like the cow that jumped over the moon. Remembering her experimental days in college. Yeah, that was it. Experimental days in college. Oh, come on, that was funny.
That is funny.
Okay.
Very funny. Rack your thoughts.
You got it.
I think the point is the tip of Cupid's arrow. I like how you played with the Cupid idea and the chocolate and the concept of the Valentine's Day you can't win for losing sometimes. You know, some people, they set their expectation, and some people are just, you know, that's all they're concerned with. That's how what their idea of what love looks like sometimes. And you know, I guess those are the ones that really don't get it. But, you know, that's between them. And, you know, people have their own individual relationships and interpretations of what it means to show somebody their love and affection. And, you know, from the outside, sometimes it looks like something that it ain't. And sometimes, you know, being in the middle of it, it's even worse. So, you know, it's hard to gauge. You know, relationships are very touch and go. In that sense, you know, it's like my idea of what might please someone, you know, you that they may not like it. So, you know, it's like I'm allergic to chocolate. Thanks. You trying to kill me? You know, okay.
So what's the penalty these days for forgetting Valentine's Day? Just wondering.
I don't know. You're put in the doghouse.
Yeah. I put a flat screen TV in my doghouse.
Well, sometimes a woman's idea of punishing a man is not talking to him, and a man considers that a reward, so there's that.
Shh. You told what you said. We'll tell him that. We hate it when they don't talk to us.
Oh, okay.
I love it when they don't talk to me.
What about when they text you? Do you love that?
I was married before texting. He didn't have the texting face, believe it or not. We had smoke signals.
Ah, that's funny. Well, Chris Coach didn't have texting, so that was all right. It was okay.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. Oh, man. I think I'm...
What?
Oh, never mind.
What
I was
doing now?
Supposed to do something. I think I blew it. I might have to go real quick.
Did you see I texted you earlier this week?
I did.
Okay.
I saw it. I don't always text back. I'm not very good at that.
Oh, I wasn't worried if you texted back or not. I just, you know, gave you the option. That's all.
I know. I was busy falling down.
Hey, sweets, I got to go.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for coming. Rack and I can talk. I've got like four more poems. I got to talk about Budo, and I got to talk about who else do I have? Let's see. Let's see what else we got. I mean, actually, I only have two more poems. I got yours I got to play. It's just fabulous. And then I have Gresses and I have Budos. So you don't have to hang around if you don't. Yeah.
What do you mean I don't have to hang around? I'm not going to leave you hanging. Especially if you're delirious already. I mean, it's just like, you know.
You never know what I might say, you know. You never know what kind of craziness there is for me. Yeah. Oh.
A little hoof and mouth.
Hoof and mouth. Oh, my God. That is in donkey mouth. But that's beside the point.
A little nod to the cow heart.
A little nod to the cow heart. Ah, good Lord. My team of voices. Well, let's put yours up there. I want to hear that one. It's one of my favorites. So hopefully it'll make me cry.
I can't make you cry.
You always make me cry. With your poems. Your poems are so pretty. They always make me cry. Just one of those things. Yep, I think I gotta see Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid is on the list. El Mermaid. I can call Little Mermaid is El Mermaid. I'm going to check to see if she's on the list. And then let's get you up. I keep looking for your name, and it's under my name. And I'm like, okay, where's Rack? Where's Rack? Well, it's not under Rack.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have a hard time finding the top. I'm lucky I found the actual link to the poem.
Yeah. Like, come on. Come on, Rack. Why don't you get your stuff together? Well, I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
I'm working on it.
I'm always working on something. I'm always doing something. Can't help it. Never know what I'm doing. I got a lot of poems. I'm very happy with tonight's show. Everybody had to run early, but... That's crazy. All right, back to my studio. Here we go. Let us play.
Insignificant Other by Raconteur. It's easy to mistake shadows for familiar things that aren't there. Betrayed by my cardiac aspirations. Wondering why I ever thought anyone could possibly care. Too blind to find love at first sight, destined to limp through life alone. All my pain and anguish merely fodder for fairy tales, obfuscating every unfortunate truth I've known. I'll never experience the happiness it takes to weep from pure joy, but I know all too well how much sadness can be contained in a single tear. With every droplet I allow to fall, I feel a piece of myself disappear. I sound promising on paper, but at the end of the day, my desires don't mean anything to anyone but me. Proving I was never as smart as I thought I was, unacquainted with the concept of reality. Do us both a favor. Avoid dreamers that have a way with words. If you peel back the veil, you'll see the things I'm spewing are nothing more than polished turds. Sincerity doesn't matter, nor does the depth of my emotion. Good intentions may help me sleep at night, but daylight reveals I'm just another teardrop lost in the vastness of the ocean. End poem.
You're killing me, Small. You really are. You're just in. You and your polished turds.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. I mean, there's so much here, though. I mean, you have that way of just bringing everything to light and, you know, or to dark. Many people know. And your metaphors on not being able to see absolutely kill me. And, you know, I wonder how many people that read your stuff obviously don't know you're blind, you know, and they're like, oh, my God, these metaphors are fantastic, which they are. I mean, the metaphors to blindness of love and love is blind and all that. And then, you know, people that know you're blind are like, he's got the coolest sense of humor ever. So you have all that double entendre stuff, which is also another thing about you. So, you know, when you read these poems, knowing you really well, like I do, it means so much more to me. And I'm not sure, like, is he laughing at himself or he's really hurting? So now I'm like, are you really hurting? And is this like something really, like, even more in depth about you? And so, you know, is there that much pain now? Or is he just making fun of himself? Or is he just being whack and throwing all those, you know, ad libs? Or is there something deeper? And maybe I should worry and be more, you know, what's really under all that and that hurt locker? Just basically on some of the stuff that I've always taken so lightly. And maybe I shouldn't. So now you've got me like, oh, you know, what am I really looking at? Because I've heard this so many times, and that's the first time I've really caught that. So now there's even more depth to that than before. Hold on, I got a call. Hello, 617.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this? Hello. What's your name?
Yes. I'm so sorry. I didn't know what to expect. This is my first time joining the show. I thought I was just listening in.
Oh, that's okay. You can just listen in. Just go ahead. You don't have to say a word. Just go ahead and listen to the poetry. If you do want to comment, just slip in and say, hey, I'd like to comment on that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm Sweet Pea. I'm your host. So, like I said, you can just listen in as you like, or if you do want to comment, just, you know, speak up and we'll let you comment on anything you hear. All right. So, Rack, yeah, that's definitely what I feel about this one. It just speaks to you. Okay? Do you have any additional comments on your own feed? Just a thank you. All right. So, the next piece that we have up is going to be
I think I'm going to do probably Pluto before I do breath, simply because Pluto is a little easier to read than breath sometimes, and watch it will be the other way for me tonight.
He didn't give you an audio?
No, I don't have audio, which is like really unusual, but it is what it is, and I'm okay with that. This is aggressive, and it is just as I am by aggressive. In this breath, I didn't hurt him anymore. So I put him up on the team board. What are your big plans for the weekend, sir?
I don't have any plans at all. Not even Super Bowl plans. I'm just treading water.
Are you?
Yeah.
I am.
Uh-huh.
My grandson got a Star Honors Award, which is something I guess they do across the country. He's elected by his school to represent his whole school, and he's only five. So it's going to be presented at the state college. Yeah, it's going to be presented at the state college. I'm so amazed by that shot. You know, he's just getting ready to go into the new school, the advanced school. So he is just so funny. I don't know where he got his brain, but let's keep him going. So this is just as I am, my aggression. Just as I am. I used to scream inside at my pain. No one would know a thing. Please, let me explain. It was the loneliness, eating at my core. My many nights balled up, laying on the floor, crying because of my hate of me. We met online and we were intimate in our mind, our fine connection that bend, universal truth. Not physical, not touching, but conversing, really listening and understanding our relationship. Our love is unconditional. It continues to keep me, to heal me from my hate of self. I worry for her. I want more than what we have. Any of her pain I take away and wear like a coat. Cloak her in happiness. Protect her in ways she doesn't know. I've written a million words. I've imagined what pressing her against me would feel like, or a hug at the end of the day, but the daily struggle. But still, I wouldn't trade what we have away, because I know she loves me just as I am. And cool.
Gotta love Buddha.
That's a grass.
Oh.
I read grass first. I switched up on you. Yeah. Funny what self-hate can do.
I mean, you know, regardless of which one wrote it, the content is gorgeous in that sense.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, Graf. I couldn't see, and she just launched into it without saying bye, Graf. So, anyways.
No, that's fine.
No. Well,
yeah, that's my slip-up.
I love that you mentioned online in the middle of it too, because you know the way relationships have evolved. Sometimes you know people meet and fall in love before they even get to touch and see each other. Sometimes, and that could be more intense than actually you know being with someone and watching the visual cues. You know, some people can let their guard down and just like fall into it, and some people are more cautious because of you know. Scammers, liars, and everything else that tend to float around on the internet. You know, you may not know it, but you know, Sweet Pea's in a 300-pound trucker, right?
Right. You never know.
You never know. Yeah, and you know, the truth of it is too. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, if you're not with someone in that way, it really doesn't matter. You know what that person is, unless you pick up that romantic. torch, I guess, and you want to pursue that avenue, and then it turns into an honesty thing, and the problem with communicating online, you know, there's no inflection, and you know, I know what I meant to say, I don't know how you interpreted it. And when that comes into play, that makes it even worse. And then you're fighting, you know, internet providers. Then, you know, I texted you, what happened? And I didn't get it.
Right.
You know, it's like, why are you ghosting me? I'm not ghosting you. Well, something, you know, oh, for some reason my carrier blocks your call. They thought you were a spammer, or it turns into some crazy nonsense. So you know, all those facets of a relationship that revolve around communication. You know, you highlight the difficulties of some of that, and you know, but the thing that I love that you did, you know, you point out, I think what I feel is kind of the most important thing about, you know, what explains when it works is you know, they accept you for who you are. You know, it's like there's people that some people look at and they'll go, you know, well, he's an asshole, and the person will go, but he's my asshole. And there's so much truth and love behind that it's like you can't argue with that. It's I get it, because well, you know what's not one person's flavor might be another person's. You know what one person gets off on, another person might be like, you know, I does nothing for me. So you know, there's so many differences, and with the advent of the internet, you know, and now it opens up so many more doors. You know, it makes it possible to be, you know, a Don Juan, and you don't even have to
leave your liar room. And yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's so you've got the emotion behind it of love and betrayal at the same time, and
right.
You know, truth in the internet and everything else. It's a great piece.
I mean, hopefully he finds, you know, love and faithfulness, and his journey is good. But not all journeys are good when there's quote unquote love on the internet. So good job, Russ. Thank you. Yeah, love is a beautiful thing. And like I said, you know, I hope he finds peace and happiness. That would be beautiful for him. But you got to watch those catfish and pains in the asses too, though. You know, it's that double-edged sword. So.
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, because that is something, some people get off on that too. They want that conflict.
Yeah.
They want that fight, you know. Their idea of love is pickup sex.
Yeah, but with who, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's funny because some people don't realize, you know, when they go too far, too.
Right. That's the whole scary thing, is you never know really who is on the other side. What if you met them or didn't meet them? Or, you know, I think that's so scary about what or who could be. And thank goodness, you know, he's found something good.
We love you, Griff.
We do love you, Griff.
Moving on?
Yeah, we're on. I just didn't know if the other person had something to say, but she left us. So, she could have talked.
All right,
we have one more by David. All right, one more. Finish the Budo. Get it up on our board.
This is dedicated to the one I love.
All right. Dark embrace by Buddha. The swath of a winter breath grace our sight. Beholding to you, dark angel, faithful night.
shackled by suitors who condemn our affair. My undying devotion eternal, this I do swear. I ask for a soft, supple kiss to confirm the now, before you and I martyr, for disfavored thou.
Wow.
I know, it's pretty awesome.
He packed a lot. Yeah, he gave us a beautiful brevity.
Yeah.
The Dark Angel, you know.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. I like it. Yeah, very much so. Before you and I martyred, I just stayed with that.
Tough.
Every stroke of pen, yeah. Every stroke of the pen bites.
I don't know what it is about being in love and martyrs. They seem to kind of go hand in hand because people feel like, you know, they martyr themselves, you know. What I gave up for love and you know, but I love you so much, you know, you didn't have to give it up. You know, and then the whole conflict of you know, you didn't have to, but I wanted to, and I thought this, and then you didn't ask me, and we didn't discuss it, and it turns into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I did it for you. It's for you, baby.
Something. All right, sir, we are done. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thank everybody for coming to hang out with me, AP and Sky and Adder and you, and I had a good time. And my visitor came to listen. I greatly appreciate you too. All the rights I had, Sky and AP and you and Deborah Lee and Budo and Aggress and me and the music by Jay Hatter. Did Jay Hatter come out hanging out with us, writing for me? It was a great show. Nothing like a little dark love. Brilliant. I loved it. Of course, my favorite dark lover, Mr. Akintol. You are a brilliant one. Thanks, I appreciate it. I'll be back. I'll be back at you.
I'm counting on it.
You too. I'm all black and blue. It's pretty sad, but it is what it is.
I'm by
all right, guys. I'll tell you what, I might need one. I'll talk to you guys all soon. Come on back to All Poetry. We got things going Friday, Saturday night, and back on Monday we'll start it all again. Everybody out there in Radio Land, Walk Talk Land, and the rest of the world that can hear my voice, have a sweet and wonderful night. We'll sign off here at Sweet Discussion. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Goodbye.